Good morning, I'm Eric Gao, and you are listening to Looking South here on ICRT. Today, we are taking a look at how the central government's new southbound policy has affected Taiwan's business ties with one of the target countries, Indonesia. To tell us about that, we have Taipei Economic and Trade Office in Indonesia Economic Director, Mr. Jack Shao. Director Shao, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome.
Mr. Shao, what was doing business like in Indonesia before the new southbound policy was implemented?
I was, in fact, posted here in Jakarta in January last year. So basically, what has been done before was just a hearsay for me. But I heard that in the past, when Taiwanese investors come into Indonesia to invest or even do business, there's a lot of challenging that is different from doing business in Taiwan. For example, there will be different authorities giving out different regulations and restrictions. Sometimes those directions or restrictions are confusing or conflicting even with each other. So it makes it much more difficult for a newcomer to find their way properly to do business in Indonesia. But recently, in fact, in these past 2 years, under the leadership of the President Jokowi, the current president of Indonesia, actually, there's a lot of effort was devoted into this particular area, try to deregulate, try to make it clear for local people as well as foreigners to do business here. So I would say that in the past, it was quite some challenging and quite some protective measures there, but it's getting more and more clear now, or even easier for people to do business in Indonesia.
So with these new changes from both Indonesia and the support of the Taiwanese government, how have things changed in the way that Taiwanese companies interact with their local counterparts since then?
I would say that after the new southbound policy, my government actually tried to bridge a lot of channels or dialogues between the authorities of both sides, and that actually provided a great opportunity for people to dialogue and even exchange viewpoints, sometimes to find solutions. And for example, since last year, Taiwan and Indonesia convened the Industrial Collaboration Summit. This is a forum. We try to gather hundreds of companies from Taiwan side and from Indonesia side to get together to sit down and even discuss in different sections, try to find mutual possibilities and opportunities to cooperate. We actually try to set up a Taiwan desk in the investment board in the Indonesian government, and we try to provide one-stop and on-time service for any investors from Taiwan. If they would like to come to Indonesia to invest, if there's any difficulties or problems, that will be the single stop for them to go to approach and to find proper answers from the authorities of different ministries. And that is something that provides a much better communication environment for our people to feel more comfortable and to get oriented here in this particular market.
Looking forward, what else can be done to further stimulate economic exchanges and business activity between Taiwan and Indonesia?
Well, that would be a mutual way. If we are talking about the new southbound policy, which actually was different from 20 years ago, because we try more and more emphasize on the two-way communication. In the past, maybe we only say that we want to nominate one industry to come to one market to invest, and that's it. No negotiation, no consultations at all. But now we spend much more time trying to bring people of two sides to sit down and talk, to actually find what is mutually beneficial for each other. And then to start working on that basis will be a slower process, but actually it's building a much solid foundation for both sides. We always try to discuss with our Indonesian counterparts what will be beneficial for both of us to work together and make money. We identify several possible areas, for example, agriculture. In Indonesia, there are mostly small-sized farmers like Taiwan. They have ample natural resources, which is what Taiwan do not possess. But on the other hand, we do have our manpower, brain power, actually, to make a much more value-add agricultural production. So we do find genuine possible area if we can explore cooperation between Taiwan and Indonesia in agriculture sector, in aquaculture sector, in food processing sector, and those are the things that we are confident after discussion with Indonesian counterpart.
Stepping away from business a little bit here, how has the new southbound policy affected how the people in Indonesia view Taiwan and its firms that are doing business there?
Yes, the government actually, in addition to business, do a lot more to try to bring people-to-people interaction more closely with each other. For example, we try to offer to invite more Indonesian students to study in Taiwan. 3 years ago, the number of Indonesian students studying in Taiwan as a registered student was roughly around 3,000. 2 years ago, the number has been increased into 5,000. And this year has been increased to 7,000. So it is a steady growth to actually guarantee that two-way communication has been in a very good foundation there. In addition, actually, we also try to pay more attention to migrant workers from Indonesia. In fact, there's more than a quarter of a million migrant workers from Indonesia to work in Taiwan. And they actually pay respect to Taiwanese market there because they understand that Taiwan actually offers the same minimum wage to migrant workers from Indonesia, and that is something that they did not oftenly accorded the treatment in other market. So that is something that they do pay special attention to that one. And there are also international marriage between Taiwan and Indonesian people, and that the number actually is getting more and more. So the next generation in Taiwan will, to some certain percentage, will be one parent from Taiwan and one parent from Indonesia. So there actually is a lot of social exchange. And we do promote a lot of tourism activities both ways. So people here, especially the audience here, when they come to our seminar or briefing session, they will listen to our way of design. For example, we try to set up halal restaurants, halal hotels, halal tourist itineraries, for example. I was told that by later part of this year, there will be a possible one hospital in Taiwan to get halal certificate. So there's more and more of this bilateral friendly activities going on, and we do hope that that will pave the basis for the next generation or the future workers to actually to know both sides more and be able to bridge more in-depth cooperation for this new southbound policy.
We've been chatting with TETO Indonesia Director Jack Shao about Taiwan-Indonesia business ties under the new southbound policy. Mr. Shao, thank you for taking the time to join us on the air today.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Looking South on ICRT. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you for tuning in.